Well, they broke their duck as far as the rugby championship was concerned. The Waratahs with Bernard Foley, Kirtley Beale combining beautifully against Argentina. Now they're on the big silver bird off to South Africa. Let's have a chat with Bernard Foley. G'day, Bernard.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
That would have been nice, mate. I know you had the draw before that, but nice to get the win and just build upon that.
It definitely was. We, been working extremely hard. So to finally get that reward and, get a bit of good fortune as well along the way, and to play well and to, I suppose, give back to our fans and our supporters and have a good win and one that I suppose didn't start all that well in that first half, but we were able to really kick on with it in the second half.
Absolutely, mate. You're in tip-top form, Beale. There's a great combination there. And, well, it's just nice to be talking about a win.
Yeah.
It is. You always dread this phone call when you don't have a win.
But, that's why you did. Oh, no, you didn't come on last week and you had the win. Nah, so anyway, we talk about it this week.
Let's be positive.
Yeah, no, it's great to have the attacking mindset as well when the players around me. So having Kirtley back, Israel's on fire at the moment as well. And Willie Genia's, really ordering the troops around well. So for us at the back line, it was good fun and we enjoyed ourselves. And now we've just got to go on with it. And I think the big thing too was the platform the forwards laid for us. They were able to get us go forward, get us in behind the advantage line and made our game a lot easier.
Look, South Africa haven't been overly impressive so far either, but I know you're going to be playing them in Bloemfontein and they are a different beast at home, and beast is the right word, I reckon.
I think exactly right. And I think also they're probably a wounded beast too. So they're coming off a massive loss against the All Blacks. So back home at Bloemfontein, which is at altitude, they're going to be a different beast to what we saw last week against the All Blacks, and I think they'll come out firing, and it's a great challenge for us. Our forwards stepped up and really laid a great platform, especially at set piece, and that's something we are something we're really chasing is that consistency. So a great battle against the South Africans who pride themselves in that area.
Yeah, Bernard, just on the altitude there, mate, Matty Burke has tried to explain it as the kicker. How do you find it? You can struggle breathing a bit, can't you?
Yeah, definitely. You sort of start the game and through the warm-up and the start of the first 10 minutes, you think you've got no energy and you think you're really unfit because you can't get the air in your lungs. Mm. You feel a bit lethargic, but I suppose then your second wind kicks in and you can run away with it and get your sort of second wind and get going again. But there is that period of in about the 10-15 minutes where you sort of start looking around going, am I not that fit? Oh. Do I need a bit more air in?
Yeah, it's a bad feeling though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a strange one. It's an unusual one, especially up there too. It's a really dry air. Mm. So the lungs are burning it from the start regardless. And with the kicking, and it's interesting, it doesn't feel like you're kicking better, or when you hit them, you think it's the same. It just flies that 5-10 metres further. Yeah. So you're always checking yourself on the field whether you're in range or whether the ball's going to actually fly over your head or you're able to catch it.
Bernie, draw for the Super Rugby was announced. We've now got the three conferences of five teams apiece. What did you like about the New South Wales draw, and what did you not like about the New South Wales draw?
Yeah, I think it's a bit more simple for the fans to follow and everyone, the crowds, to really be able to support it now. You play your home conference, home and away, so you've got a good marker. You're not playing some teams and not other teams. And then you play four out of five from the New Zealand conference and four out of five from South African conference. So there's a bit more consistency and a wider range of teams that you're playing. You're not missing a whole pool. So that's exciting for us. It's quite a tough start, but something I think that probably set us up for a good season if we can conquer that start where we have one home game and then we go and play in South Africa, play in Argentina, and then home again the next week. So it's a challenging start, as we said, but I think we'll be really well prepared for it and ready to go.
Good on you, Bernie. We wish you well. They're always tough, the road trip, getting into Inuvik territory, but always fun as well. I hope you play well.
Thank you very much.